This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge
105 Radio. All right, my second studio guest of the afternoon has arrived. It's getting through them today, I've got to tell you. It's Holly Kavanagh from Cambridge Past, Present and Future. Very good afternoon to you, Holly.
Good afternoon, Neil. How are you doing?
I think I'm doing all right. I think the technology's got the better of me today. But you're the new bug, as they would say, at Cambridge Past, Present and Future. Tell us a little bit about yourself and when did you join and everything?
So I'm very, very new. Please be gentle. I joined last Monday. So this is... with a bit of annual leave thrown in there, potentially my eighth working day
on the job.
So I'm very, very fresh and I'm feeling it. But it's been absolutely stupendous so far. I'm really enjoying it.
And is your background in the charity sector or is it in the sort of country park sector?
It's in the charity sector. So and a little bit of both, actually. Previously, I was at the National Trust, at the regional office. So I've come from a really big, giant organisation and a brilliant organisation to one that's, you know, incredibly kind of locally focused. So I'm really enjoying that challenge.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, because Cambridge PPF, we've got the Leopard Tapple at Barnwell and Barnwell Junction, things like that, but you've got Wandlebury, most important, which is just a gem, isn't it? So, and you're working up there, are you?
Yeah, so that's where
that's a tough place to spend your days, isn't it?
Wandlebury is just a beautiful place, and I think what is so magical about it is what I've come to realise over the past couple of weeks is local people and actually new visitors as well develop a really close relationship with Wandlebury as a location. It's the views, it's the atmosphere, it's I think the changing of the season at the moment as well just seems to kind of bring out the best in people, and it's been a wonderful start.
Well, and as well, I had a friend who always used to say there is no such thing as bad weather, just inappropriate clothing, and that's really true. A place like Wandlebury, isn't it? There's a thing for every season, and as you say, right now everything's sort of hunkering down for winter, so it must be an amazing place.
Absolutely, and in terms of wildlife as well, that's been a wonderful experience. So at the moment, we have been not me personally, but the team have been working really, really hard. The warden team have been working really, really hard on the delivery of our pond project.
I was going to say, because most people think, well, you've got this park. It's been around for a while. Mm. All you need to do is keep the grass cut occasionally and make sure the car park works, and that's about it. But it's not. You're developing and it's ongoing. So what is the pond project all about?
Well, quite rightly, Neil, just as you mentioned, there's so much work that goes on behind the scenes. Mm. And our warden team works so hard. You know, they're there at the crack of dawn and, you know, they're finishing, you know, at dusk, and the manual kind of intensity of it is just astounding. Yeah. The pond project itself has been developed for three different reasons. One, to enhance our educational offering. So we welcome over 2,000 school children to Wandlebury every year, and they're learning to connect with nature, they're learning social skills, and they're learning about Cambridge, which is just really, really exciting. Secondly, it's about wildlife diversity and enhancing the habitat for the current wildlife that we host at Wandlebury. And thirdly, as part of the historic landscape at Wandlebury, the pond was a feature. And
It was originally there.
And what we've done is we've worked hard to respect the kind of the historic feature, but also to make the pond accessible for all of our visitors. So whether you're just at Wandlebury to enjoy the view, whether you're there for a walk with your doggy, or, you know, whether you're a first time visitor, the pond project will hopefully, and I'm sure it will, it will be an absolutely excellent feature to your visit.
But it is, and it's going to bring in, presumably, or in its proper state, it's going to bring in new creatures. So there's going to be new insects, because everyone just thinks, oh, well, if you've got a pond, you'll have some fish then, or maybe some frogs and maybe some newts. But it isn't, is it? It's going to bring in some other, you know, birds and stuff like that. They're all going to suddenly, there's a different place to stop off on migration.
We're not going to be introducing fish.
So fish. Is that right?
Yeah, so
I'll put my stickleback net away then.
So please don't bring your fishing gear to the new pond. There won't be any fish. And the reason behind that is because actually they eat tadpoles.
Oh, okay.
And fair, so cool. We're fair looking enough after our kind of our amphibian population, so, and our frogs and our newts. So that's the focus for us. And actually that kind of neatly slots in with our educational offer, because we actually teach the children. Our field teachers come in and talk to them about amphibians.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Because you would just instantly assume And it's great that you've got a wider take on this. But the project is kind of, where are we at? Is it nearly done, or do you still need some help, or where are we at with it?
Well, excitingly, the hardcore elements, so the structural elements of the pond, will hopefully be tied up by just the end of Christmas,
right?
Which is brilliant for us. And then we're looking to introduce some planting, so some kind of marginal and kind of water-based kind of pond life plants in the new year.
Right, and so you've got to kind of get your timing right, because then you're into spring and into summer, and if you miss it by too much, if you're a little bit too early, stuff gets blown
Absolutely.
Out by winter weather.
We want it to be sustainable, what we'd really, really welcome is any support from our wonderful listeners. If anyone's looking to support the planting of our pond project, we'd really, really welcome that.
So how big's this pond?
I'm going to try and get this right. I think it's 400 metres squared.
Okay,
it's
that's
a relatively
and you were talking,
pond.
And we're talking round the edge, or
around the edge, and kind of going into the margins of the water.
Oh, okay, so you perhaps need some waders and things like that.
Oh, and waders, yes, we're very short on waders. So if anyone's got some spare waders or happy to fund a couple of the waders, please send them our way.
Okay.
Really do with some more.
Okay, all right. So what in terms of people to volunteer? What sort of age range are we looking at? Just anyone who's able and willing?
You know, we have volunteers of all ages. So, you know, whether you're, we do prefer over 18s, so that's probably a guideline.
Sure.
Over 18s. And if you're interested in getting outdoors over the new year, if you're interested in getting stuck in with our warden team or coming and helping the office, anyone can get involved, whatever your background. We welcome all hands on deck, really.
Well, we're just about to get to that time of year where everyone goes, oh, God, I've put on so much weight over Christmas, I need to get fit. So this could be actually a great, and this could be a bit of a game changer for people, couldn't it? Because it's all very well going down the gym. And I did quite well until I got an email from them this morning saying, you haven't been in for a month. they're probably right. But for people who just like that outdoor life but need a bit of incentive, a bit of motivation, it's, well, this does need doing.
Yes.
So you are up against
Absolutely.
A deadline. So
we are up against a deadline. We want this to be a feature that, you know, kind of, when you come back during the summer or kind of towards the end of spring, you come back into Wandlebury and you think, wow.
Yeah,
this is really a game changer. This has really, you know, improved my experience. You know, it's something that children will really enjoy. It's something that animals will really, really enjoy. And if you're able to come and volunteer with us, we'd really welcome that.
Okay.
Or if you'd like to donate to help us buy some plants, we'd also welcome that.
Right. Okay. Well, let's deal with the money first then. So if people do want to donate, how can they do that?
They can do that through our website. So if you go to cambridgeppf.org and how to help or how to support us, and you can donate directly there.
Fantastic. And there's gift aid and all the usuals,
is
there?
Gift aid, or if you are a Wandlebury visitor, we have collection pots on site. And of course, you can always tap and knock on the office window.
Yeah, never going to turn a couple of quid away, are you? And in terms of the planting again, so coming back to that, is this being done as organised parties, or can people say, well, you know, I'm free on a Tuesday morning? How does that work?
So it's an organised party. So if you did want to come and help, the best thing to do, again, is to go to our website. That's cambridgeppf.org, and reach out. There's a volunteer page there. And so you can reach out to us via the website. Let us know when you're available. We can do volunteering on an ad hoc basis. Obviously, we like to get you signed up first to make sure that you're protected and we're protected. But we also have work parties as well.
That sounds brilliant. I mean, it does sound like a great way of doing it. And we were talking just before we came on air, and you said, well, of course, we've got Christmas coming up, memberships.
Yeah, so this is a very exciting time of year. And I know that lots of people, even myself, you know, I'm kind of moving away from kind of buying lots of presents for my family and actually moving towards getting them things that actually they'll enjoy, but will also be really helpful to their community.
Yeah, I think we're all starting to think that. When you think of the rubbish that we throw, the packing, we need to stop doing this. It's sort of rampant consumerism. And whilst we need to support the shops and everything on the high street, not take it away from them.
No.
We've got to come up with a better way of doing this, haven't we?
You know, we can make sensible decisions.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's what's marvellous about being part of a local membership organisation is that it's only £27 for an individual membership for a whole year. And what's that? You know, that's a couple of DVDs. That's your Netflix membership for 3 months.
You're absolutely right. And it's getting you out there in that inappropriate clothing, because then you know what to ask for your birthday.
Yes.
Please get me a decent coat and some wellies.
And some socks. Yes, and very thick gloves. clubs.
Yeah.
And, you know, we are a local organisation. We look after some beautiful places, but we're also concerned with the landscape and the heritage of Cambridge City as well. So if you've got a grandma or a child or a mum or dad or, you know, whoever it might be, and you're really, really struggling to think, wow, what can I get them for Christmas? Please do consider supporting us through membership.
Well, it was very interesting because you were, as we said before you came on air, and you are aware that you were, because you are the new person in town, but that Cambridge PPF was one of our charities just a few months
yes.
ago. And one of the things that came out was actually the planning role that you guys play, that the advisory and the planning and the campaigning. And let's face it, if there's a spare square foot in Cambridge, somebody will have a block of student apartments up on that because we can squeeze a couple of dozen in. And it's guys like you who are out there on the path looking at how this affects and looking at ways of doing things. Mm. Things like the Chisholm Trail as well and stuff like that. So if you are supporting Cambridge PPF, you're kind of looking after the city as well from the, again, the sort of the developer's madness that we seem to be seeing in some parts
so
of the city.
Yeah, kind of, our role in that is almost as a kind of planning watchdog.
Yeah.
So we've got this amazing team that are based back in the office, and we've got volunteers actually that work with the planning team as well. And quite rightly, as you've mentioned, Neil, their role is just to make sure that development in Cambridge is done with heritage and with what's already there in mind, and making sure it's done looking after what already exists, but also, you know, we're not saying no to everything. That's not what
No, that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of what you do, is it's just thought through a bit better.
Yeah, it's really, really well thought through, and they do an amazing, amazing job. So your membership enables us to carry on keeping an eye on developers as well.
We're not talking a lot, are we?
No,
really?
No, £27 a year for an annual membership. And with that, you get free car parking at Wandlebury.
There you go.
Which
is a bargain.
It's a big bonus.
And the other thing, which I know you're the new person in town, so not, but when we look through the What's On guys, we see you do so many things that for young children. And when I say, you know, you get them out with torches looking out for things, you get them looking at insects, and you get them building dens and things like that. Yeah. I mean, I did say when I first saw your bush skills thing, oh, you know, take a load of kids out into the woods with a can of petrol and a box of matches. Not quite like that, but it is, you are teaching children. Actually, do you know what? It doesn't hurt to go and get your hands dirty occasionally. It doesn't matter occasionally if you fall over or trip up and get stung by a stinging nettle. It doesn't matter. You'll live.
Absolutely.
You'll be fine.
I think we're all quite nostalgic, aren't we, of our childhoods when we grew up, and that was completely the norm.
Yeah.
And actually, for children these days, that's not.
No, but there is an app, apparently, called Walking Round Outside, and you can do that, and you can, like, pretend you're walking. Or you could just get up and go to Wandlebury and do it in the real world.
It. And we are so proud of the education offer at Wandlebury. Again, if this is something that people are interested in supporting, there are loads of different ways they can help us with our education offer that we offer at Wandlebury. We've got the amazing stable rooms, so we've got these brilliant facilities that we could always do help with. We've actually secured some funding quite recently to put in a log burner, into the stable block, which is where our education facilities are. So if you're a regular visitor to Wandlebury, you'll recognise it gets very, very chilly.
It does get
stable.
A bit nippy around the gills. It's done some interviews there, and you can hear my teeth chattering.
So we've got a bit of funding from a wonderful donor to put in a log burner to keep our little visitors nice and toasty.
Fantastic. And do you know what I think is also a good thing? Is they've got young people like you getting involved, because you know what? It's actually your planet. It's, you know, the likes of me, we're nearly done on here, but it's your planet, and your generation are going to mop up the mess we've left. So I think it's really good that you've got young people working, because when people think of volunteers, in so many instances they think of elderly volunteers, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Nothing wrong at all, but it's really lovely to see young generations coming through and actually trying to look at what it is that's going on and trying to save the planet. So I think it's really good. I think it's excellent. So it's lovely to meet you this afternoon.
Thank you, Neil. Thank you for your time.
So there you are. So if you want to get involved, cambridgeppf.org is the website. Cambridge Past, Present and Future, cambridgeppf.org. You can also, Holly's details will be on there. Get in touch. There we go. That's the Pond Project, and it'll all be good for the spring and the summer, yeah?
All good.
Excellent. But we'll start planning the picnics now. Thank you, Holly.